Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Your host with the most. That's my joke that I'm contractually obligated to do every single time. And if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. But that's my joke. I'm sticking to it until I can come up with something funnier or better or what have you. But anyway, I'm Jim Suriani. This is Jim on the Air, and I'm so glad that you are either watching this or listening to it. This week, the show is pretty much dedicated to Center Stage Theater and their dance festival, which is called Reemerge Dance Festival. And it's a celebration, if you will, a way to celebrate the fact that the pandemic is starting to wind down, if you will. And I don't know if that's the best phrase, but the fact that in theaters and restaurants are able to open, or at least open to 50%. Here in Santa Barbara County, we're in what's called the yellow tier. In California, there were a tier system. I'm not sure if other states had that or not, but it's like the second to last tier. I think green is everything's open. And so we're in the yellow tier, which is great because more things can open. We can have more people in the audience. Anyway, so the Reemerge Dance Festival is a way to celebrate the reopening of live theater, where we have live performers and live audience all in the same room, and it's great. And the dance festival will take place June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. Again, June 17th through the 20th. And for tickets, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org to reserve tickets. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And you can also click on the blog tab, which will tell you more in-depth information about the festival and all the various artists and studios that will be presenting during the festival. With me today to talk about her piece is Hannah Ruth Brothers. Hannah Ruth has done a piece, a dance film actually, called Lizard's Mouth. And it'll be featured on opening night of the festival, June 17th, and also the 18th. And welcome to the show, Hannah Ruth. It's great to see you again. It's been over a year since the last time we chatted.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's great to see you too, and be chatting with you once again.
So, tell us, let's start off with this last year. How's this last year been for you? When we talked, it was like early on in the pandemic, and now it's been over a year later. How has that been for you, especially as an artist, as a dancer? How did you get through it all?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's been tough, and I think it's been tough for a lot of people.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know, I did a lot of dancing on Zoom at first. I did some festivals in the summer, last summer.
Oh, okay.
So that was helpful to kind of like stay connected with the dance community, and I have connections to the East Coast as well as like the Bay Area, and so I have friends on kind of both sides of the country that I was able to connect with because we were on Zoom. But yeah, I mean, on a more personal level, I had a lot of acquaintances die of cancer, so that was pretty good. But you know, so I kind of took a break from dancing for a couple of months in early 2021. And just kind of like processing, you know, and I'm sure that will come out in my work going forward. But I think more recently, it's just been a time to kind of like be still a little bit and just kind of like begin to process. So that's kind of what the pandemic has been for me. But yeah, glad to be kind of moving back into things.
So. Moving back into normal living. And I have to say, I think that's been the theme for a lot of people, to be still and to be reflective and to be, whether or not, and then I'm sorry for, you know, for your loss, for your loved ones who have passed, but even without that, I think a lot of people have gone through a time to reflect, a time to just, you know, be still and kind of go, okay, what am I going to do next? Once it's, you know, am I going to continue as I did before? Is my life going to be a little different? And I think that's okay. I think it's okay that everyone is kind of maybe the life they had before the pandemic doesn't quite serve them going forward after the pandemic. And that's okay, I think, to, you know, to move in a different direction maybe than you were before, prior to.
Yeah.
So, Hannah Ruth, tell us a little bit about your path as a dancer, as an artist. How did it all begin for you?
Yeah, so let's see. I started taking creative movement classes with Marilee Krause when I was about 4 or 5 years old. She lives in Santa Barbara, and it was great to, I reconnected with her several years ago after taking classes from her when I was a little kid, and then we reconnected, and it's been really great to know her again. But yeah, and you know, then I went on to go to ballet school. I went to Santa Barbara Festival Ballet, and I kind of made that connection through Vicki Finlayson, who also has a film in the show, which I am in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, you're in her film as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm interviewing her, I forget, in the next few days, but yeah, I'll be talking to her as well.
Yeah. So she kind of helped me find a ballet school that would work for me, and that was Santa Barbara Festival Ballet. And I was at Santa Barbara Festival from when I was about 8 years old until I was about 18 or so. And then I went away to college. When I got to college, it was like, well, maybe I'll study dance, maybe I'll do something else, you know. But then I just ended up taking all the dance classes. So I was a dance major in college. I went to Marlboro College in Vermont. It's a very small school, like, you know, 300 students, and it actually doesn't exist anymore.
Oh my.
Yeah, that was another sad pandemic moment when Marlboro College closed. So,
oh no.
Yeah, but it was a really great experience being there, and I had a lot of freedom to study what I wanted to study and kind of carve my own path. I did like a evening length show of my own work, and I wrote about 95 pages or something like that about my work and some travels that I did in West Africa and all this stuff. So
now, you're from Santa Barbara originally, or from California?
Yep, I was born and raised in Santa Barbara.
Oh wow, and then you lived in Vermont for a while. How was that experience for you with the snow?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was nice because we had winter break. So when at the worst part of the winter, I would come home to Santa Barbara.
Oh, you know, there
and
you go.
Out of a month at home.
Right. Well, there you go. You just kind of barely, you know, missed it. You're like, oh darn.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And you come to Santa Barbara for 80 degree weather in the winter, and then go back.
Right.
Well, that's good. So that wasn't too bad.
No. Yeah. It's a really beautiful. You know, Vermont is a beautiful place. You get the leaves and the fall, and the snow can be really beautiful too. So.
Right. So what type of dance or style of dance or genre or traditions of dance are you most drawn to the most, whether it's as a performer or as a viewer?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's difficult to choose one, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've worked with ballet, not so much a ballet person anymore. I've worked with modern dance. I've worked with West African dance. I studied West African dance in Guinea, West Africa for a month, and also in, you know, the States. But I would say right now what I'm really loving is contact improvisation, which I'm not sure many people have heard of it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I have. Explain what that is all about.
Yeah, so it's, and of course we haven't been able to practice it in the pandemic. Because what you do is you come together, two people in contact with one another, and you're like rolling around and lifting each other. And there's this thing called the rolling point of contact. So like I'm making contact with my hands, and then I can roll. So imagine like my hands are two people, and it's
okay.
It's all improvised. So you never know what's gonna happen next. And you're just communicating by listening to each other. The idea is that there's no one who's leading or following, you're both following each other.
Oh,
and
okay.
Very free form. It kind of started in the 70s. So there's a lot of like, you know, non-hierarchical ideals that get woven in where it's like, there's no gender roles and, you know, anybody can dance with anybody. And so, yeah.
Ah, okay. Oh, interesting. And now, did you incorporate that into your piece?
I guess you could say I did. You know, at the beginning of the film that I'm showing, there's a part where my fingers are on the ground and I'm kind of like going like this, you know? And one of the things that people say about contact is that the ground is your first partner. So you can be in contact with another person, But the ground is like where you learn about gravity and how it's going to all work when you come into contact with something that's moving.
Right, right.
So I would say like at that beginning part where I'm kind of rolling my hands around on the ground, it's kind of like contact improv with the ground, you know?
Oh, okay. Very cool. And I'm chatting with Hannah Ruth Brothers, and Hannah Ruth will be participating in this year's Reemerge Dance Festival. Her piece is called Lizard's Mouth, and it will be shown at the Dance Film. It'll be shown opening night of the festival, Thursday, June 17th, and also on Friday, June 18th as well. For tickets and information to the festival, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org. That's centerstagetheater.org, or you can also call the box office the old-fashioned way and give them a call at 805-963-0408. Again, that's 805-963-0408. So Hannah Ruth, tell us about Lizard's Mouth. How did it tell us about the title, and how did it come about? How was it created?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the title is rather unoriginal. I filmed the film at Lizard's Mouth, which is this rock formation above Santa Barbara in the mountains. And there's this big rock that looks kind of like a lizard's mouth.
Okay, I was wondering if maybe that was a connection.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm trying, you know, I made the film in, I think, 2017. And I captured all the footage. When I make dance films, I tend not to really plan it very much. And I'll just kind of, you know, I think I was up in the mountains just for some other reason. And then I stopped by Lizard's Mouth and I was like, oh, it's such a beautiful day. And I was wearing like danceable clothing. And I just had my iPhone and I set it up on some rocks and I just started filming. So I think for me, for dance films, I think inspiration strikes at kind of odd times. And sometimes I'll really feel like doing it, and other times it's like, doing something else today. So, yeah.
Well, but how neat though that it came like from an organic point, as opposed to just, you know, planning it and, you know, having, okay, we're going to do this choreography and we're going to do this. That's great though that it came from more of an organic place.
Yeah, and I think it was all improvised. I don't think I choreographed anything. I just kind of feel, it's kind of like a compositional practice for me, you know, like looking at the camera and becoming kind of a filmmaker and looking at, you know, what looks good in the frame and just kind of improvising from there. So
very cool. And about how long is the piece?
Yeah, the piece is about 5 minutes, so not too long.
Nice. And again, that'll be shown on opening night of the festival, June 17th, and on Friday, June 18th. It's called Lizard's Mouth. And for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. By the way, you can kind of pick and choose how you do the festival. You can buy one program at a time, because each night is a different program, or you can do the whole festival, and there's like a, I believe there's a price break for the whole festival, but all the information's on centerstagetheater.org. And then you were mentioning, Hannah Ruth, that you were in Vicky's piece. And can you tell us a little bit about your part in that piece?
Yeah, so the piece that Vicky Finlayson, Victoria Finlayson, has directed is one called Out There. It's another dance film, and actually her son, Simon Blondell, I want to make sure I mention, made the sound both for Out There, which is Vicky's piece, and my piece, which is Lizard's Mouth. And I'm super grateful for him. He's done a really awesome job. I'm excited to see it on the big screen. But Out There was kind of a collaboration with this class that Vicky has been teaching, Cunningham Technique class at the Dance Hub downtown. And we've been doing class on Zoom, and she kind of gathered all of us together and sent out videos of herself dancing that we then recreated outdoors. And I'm sure she'll, I don't know if you're interviewing her, but I'm sure
I am, yeah. So I'll find out more detail from her as well. But you had mentioned it earlier that you're in her piece. So I thought, oh, okay, that's great. And that there's, you know, in a small town like Santa Barbara, there's so many people can collaborate in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just, for sure. It's so readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So back to your piece then, Lizard's Mouth. What are you hoping the audience takes away from the performance when they leave the theater? What are you hoping there's at least the one or two things that they'll take away from it?
You know, for me, I tend to like my work to kind of speak for itself, and I feel like the work has kind of a life of its own. So I hesitate to say like, this is what you should take away, right? But I'll say what it means to me, and maybe you can watch the film before you listen to this. But I'll say what it means to me is that it's a lot about transformation and the transformation of death, but also the transformation, any kind of transformation, you know, having us all having been indoors so much and coming back out into the world and seeing people in person, and that kind of like emerging, kind of just like the name of the festival, you know, like,
I was just gonna say so.
Yeah,
we're re-emerging. Oh wow.
That's
so perfect then for the festival.
It
ties right in.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's awesome. And well, and it'll be interesting to see. Will you be at the festival? Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I hope I'll be there on Thursday and Friday, and I want to be there on Sunday too, because I have another friend who's performing Meredith Lyons. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I mean Saturday. We'll see, but I'm not sure if they're in it, so we'll have to find out. But.
Yeah. Well, then the reason I asked is because I would be curious to see how people react or what they tell you they got from it, and to see, you know, how, you know, did they find transitions, or did they get something else out of it? You know, it's kind of and that's what's so cool about a piece like yours is that you know, it's all in the mind of the beholder, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
So Hannah Ruth, we just only have a few minutes left before we have to go, but I hope you wouldn't mind if I can ask you some random questions. I always like to ask folks random questions. Do you mind if I put you on the spot?
No, go for it. Yeah.
Okay. And I just like to do this because it's kind of a nice way to get to know people in a way other than in their career or what they do, you know, with dance or what have you been. Okay. So the first question I have is, what is your favorite comfort food?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say curry because I like to sometimes, you know, when I have, you know, maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, when I have a lot of time, a big pot of curry, and it's so good.
I just had curry. I had Thai food the other night, and I had yellow curry.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so good.
So good. I know. I love curry, too. That's a great comfort food. That's awesome. And then, okay, so my next question, as I'm looking at my notes, is, what's your most treasured possession? And this could be, it could be an object, or it could be a person, or an animal. What is your most treasured possession?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with my cat. She is just a very darling ball of fluff. She is very attached to me, and I'm very attached to her. So we have a special bond.
Oh, and what's her name? Yeah,
I'll pick her up. She'll just like cling to my shoulder.
So. Oh, that's so sweet. And what's her name?
Oh, her name is Slippers because she has white paws. So,
she's
a tabby, but she has white paws.
With little white paws. Oh, that's so cute. Is she with you now, or is she probably?
She's in the other room. She's sleeping on her heated pad because she is an old lady now.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 18 and a half.
Wow, good for her. That's great. Oh, yeah. Well, give Slippers a hug and a kiss for me afterwards.
I will.
And then my last question is, who is your favorite author or poet?
Yeah, right now I've been super into Ross Gay. His work is really beautiful, and just, you can look him up, but there's some great interviews with him on YouTube as well. He's a poet and biracial man. I forget which is which, but one of his parents is African American and the other one is white. And and he writes about like the natural world and just finding pleasure and joy in things, which I love. So
nice. Yeah. And his name again is Ross Gay.
Ross Gay, yeah.
Fabulous. And he's a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's also written some prose, but yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going to throw one more question at you, and you can, if you want, you can make this up. But if there was a sandwich named for you, what would be in it?
Oh. Huh. There's a sandwich named for me. The HRB witch. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Or the HRB. Yeah, the HRB.
HRB witch.
Yeah.
No, I think it would be something pretty like sturdy, you know, like maybe like, I want to say like a big like hunk of meat, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Like roast beef or tart.
Yeah, like roast beef. Yeah. Maybe some like avocado in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's and like tomato, lettuce, you know, got to get your vegetables. So.
Right. Oh, that sounds really good. And actually, I think they have, there's, what's it called? Not South Coast Deli, but the other one, Sam's To Go. I think they have one with roast beef and avocado.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you just have to open up a deli and then you'll just, you know, you'll have the HRB sandwich right there.
There we go.
Awesome. Well, Hannah Ruth, thank you so much for joining us today. And this has been a delightful conversation. But before we go, I just want to give you a chance to put out any information you want, any 411. How can people find you? Websites, social media, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I would say the best way to find me is on Vimeo, which is vimeo.com/Hannah Ruth Brothers. And my name is spelled pretty much how it sounds, HannahRuthBrothers, just like your sister, but your brother. It's on the end. And
not your sister, but your brother.
Yeah, there you go. So, so that's where you can find most of my films. And then I do have social media, but I have not really been using it for the past several months. So it's kind of out of date. But you can find me on Instagram at Hannah Ruthie Dance Queen Machine.
I love that name. That's great.
Yeah. And then on Facebook, I'm just Hannah Ruth Brothers. I think I'm maybe the only Hannah Ruth Brothers there is. So.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. And so that's on Facebook and then Instagram. Oh, and one more time, what's the Instagram one? Just because I like the name.
Yeah. Hannah Ruthie Dance Queen Machine.
Dance Queen Machine. I love that. And it's on Instagram.
Yeah, my friend Amber came up with that. So props to Amber.
That's great. That's awesome. And again, Hannah Ruth's piece will be shown on opening night of the festival on June 17th and then also on Friday, June 18th. And it's called Lizard's Mouth. It's a dance film on Thursday, June 17th and the 18th. And for tickets, you want to go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's Center Stage Theater, theater spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org, and you can get tickets there. And you can also do it the old-fashioned way, calling the box office, 805-963-0408. Also, on the website, there's a blog tab. And to clear my throat there. There's the blog tab for Center Stage on the website there. And on the blog, you can learn more in-depth information about all the different studios and artists that will be performing in the festival and more information about each of them. And again, that's all on the website, centerstagetheater.org. And if you are curious about what I'm up to, you can find me all over the place on social media, Jim on the Air. That's Jim on the Air on both Instagram and Facebook. And that's also the name of the podcast. How convenient is that? Jim on the Air podcast, and it's available at anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Again, the show is called Jim on the Air. And give it a listen if you want. And, you know, if you're bored, I have nothing better to do. I'm kidding. That's where you can find me. And so Jim on the Air, centerstagetheater.org. And then once more, Hannah Ruth, your information on the is it Vimeo?
Vimeo, yeah. V-I-M as in Mary, E-O. Yeah, Vimeo.com.
And just / Hannah Ruth Brothers.
Yep.
Awesome. And I just want to say thank you again, Hannah Ruth, for joining us. And it's good to talk to you again. And continued success with all of your endeavors. And thanks again for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jim.
It's my pleasure. And for everybody at home, thanks for watching or thanks for listening. And We will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.